And Closer Look continues now here on 90.1 WABE, Atlanta's choice for NPR. I'm Rose Scott. The Dunwoody City Council recently passed the city's new sustainability plan, devised by the Dunwoody Sustainability Committee. It's the first revision of the plan since 2014. And join me now with more is Dunwoody Sustainability Committee Chair, Nathan Sparks. Nathan, thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Happy to be here with you, Rose. Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's begin here, Nathan, because if you are summarizing the city of Dunwoody's, this overall vision for sustainability, what would entail? What would you say?
Well, sustainability is kind of a way of being and a way of life. In Dunwoody, we wanted to make sure that we take care of the environment as we take care of each other. We want to be respectful to one another, and we want to have a thriving commerce where everyone like to live and raise their family and do some good work.
And before we get into this new revision of the plan, let me get your thoughts in terms of from a regional standpoint, because you all are part of the Atlanta Regional Commission. How would you assess then the region's approach to sustainability? Because look, every city has a different plan. Every area may have different top priorities.
Well, the Atlanta Regional Commission has given us kind of a good template to follow, that they have a Green Communities program that Dunwoody's been a part of. So they outline, you know, several areas that we've kind of lined up in five pillars for ourselves. You know, so it really is, I think, a common approach that we can all take. You know, we want to make sure that we're leading in environmental sustainability. We want to help our businesses kind of recognize the importance of their part of that. We want to make sure our citizens have a good quality of life. And I think the Atlanta Regional Commission and its Green Communities program gives us a lot of a good framework for all the cities to kind of interconnect and work together.
And Nathan, let's get some clarity here, because the Sustainability Committee, you all aren't exactly a part of city government.
Well, the city of Dunwoody formed about 10 years ago. And while we have a city council and a city manager that runs a staff, we have a lot of engaged members of our citizen group. And whether it's from an ethics group, or whether it's a developmental authority, or even an art commission, sustainability committee is one of those groups. Mm-hmm. So it's a 7-member team. We're selected and kind of apply to the mayor who appoints us. But from there, it's really our role to take a look at, you know, the policies that we'd like the city to create. And to then, once we have those policies in place, to make sure the city staff and we as citizens are kind of walking that talk and hold ourselves accountable to those standards of how we'd like to live.
Nathan, how diverse is the committee? Because as you know, when you talk about addressing the needs of a community, obviously a community like Dunwoody has different ethnicities and races. And how diverse is this committee? And do you feel like it's diverse enough in being able to meet all the needs and concerns of the city of Dunwoody as a whole?
Well, that's a great question. Right now, it's geographically diverse, but that's not necessarily well represented. We have 7 zones, so there's a person that's appointed from each one of our 7 zones and kind of follow the city council framework. We only have 1 woman on the committee right now, and we need more women represented for sure. I think we have, you know, 1 person of a non-white ethnicity. So that's not a very good representation, because Dunwoody is certainly very diverse racially. I don't believe we have anyone that's living in a multifamily home in a dwelling. And we have a lot of people in Dunwoody that call our city home who live, you know, in apartments or high rises or whatever it might be. And they need more representation.
So how do you approach that? Can you all ask the community what they want to be involved? Can you all form subcommittees? Can you make sure that when you are seeking input, that at least you're getting comment from those groups that are not represented on the committee?
We certainly can. Our monthly meetings are open to the public, and we do have people who come in and make public comment. So that's a one way that they can easily get involved. But we also are out in city parks at events, and they can come and reach to us that way as well. We also have education that we're, as a part of our plan, and communications to where we want to be active in the community and take input. And then I think as we think about even such things as recycling in multifamily developments, what do they need? What would they like to have provided by the landlord or the property owner? Or is it something that they're wanting to do, with the city and city property? So those are some questions that actually the committee needs to wrestle with. And we most certainly need to have the input from everyone in the community.
Nathan, let's go over some of these basic goals and objectives of the plan. Make Dunwoody a leader in environmentally sustainable policies and initiatives that lead to a better quality of life for its citizens and that will raise property values over the long term. Let's talk about this for a moment, Nathan. I think someone listening can understand, obviously, leading to a better quality of life for its citizens, but it's that will raise property values over the long term. How do you see that in the intersection of environmentally sustainable?
Well, I think someone proposed then, and I could not argue with the idea that we all want to have a few more dollars in our pocket, right? We all want to have a better quality of life, and that comes with living in a place that's desirable to where more people want to be here. So if we have a beautiful landscape that we can go out and enjoy with good connectivity between our neighborhoods, get into the parks, be on the roads and bicycle, have great restaurants to go to, have wonderful schools that have good grounds and, indoor classrooms versus outdoor classrooms and things like that, and work with our partners in DeKalb on that. That's going to really make, our environment, our natural environment, but I think our social environment more desirable. I think it would also lend itself to having, I guess, a higher standard of living, if you will.
How do you define a higher standard of living?
Well, I think that's something that should be about how you, for me personally, it's about how I connect with nature. It's about, being able to spend time with my family outdoors. It's being in community with a diverse set of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of ideas, need to come into our community for this new century that we're, a fifth into. What do we want to be? We've been here about 50 years. What do we want to be for the next 50 years? So I think a high standard of living is one that's diverse, inclusive, and is taking care of the environment for everyone.
How do you all see transit and mobility being a part of this as well? I'm thinking about North Ridge, which has no sidewalks. But I also know that there are bus routes on North Ridge. How do you see transit and mobility fitting into this sustainability plan as well for the city of Dunwoody?
Well, I mean, we certainly are looking forward to some of the transportation improvements at the top end and the completion of those. We've taken the approach that we want to have a complete street where bike lanes are possible. Mm-hmm. That people hopefully are getting out of motorized vehicles and into a more healthy way of moving around. But obviously, mass transit's important and connectivity of our trail systems is important. Mm-hmm. There's been some work at the Chamblee Sustainability Group, or actually their city council, where a multimodal approach is kind of taking a look, there. I think those are future ambitions I'd like to see Dunwoody take on, to think about how we could get people from MARTA into, the Dunwoody Village area. Because right now that's, that's walking for the most part, or a rideshare kind of approach. So we've got one business that would like to put bicycles, in those parking lots. One of those businesses came to our committee and expressed a little frustration because they couldn't find a vendor, if you will, in a parking lot to give them space next to the MARTA facility. So they let us know about that. So that's something I want to take up and help as we implement the plan to have better solutions to get from public transportation into the heart of the city.
And Nathan, as we wrap up, you of all people know the importance of involving the community. How do you ensure that everyone will benefit from this plan and there is no group left out? And surely when it comes to sustainability, you understand the importance of equity and inclusion.
We have events that I think we should leverage, Rose. We community events like we just had a Groovin' on the Green and Brook Run. We've got great parks where we have a lot of people gather that maybe in our multifamily homes, and we need to engage them and let them know what we're working on so that we can collect their reaction to those plans and give us feedback and ideas that would meet their needs. So, I'll commit that we need to be present and visible so that they know what's going on. One of the things under the education, outreach, and wellness is that we want to have adult and youth programs that help them understand that there's ways to be efficient, save money by, looking at, I guess, the costs within how they live. Mm-hmm. They can take those needless costs out so that they can have a better quality of life. So what are those things and how can they take benefit of best practices and sustainability? So being present and I think asking is going to be a key thing. And we can do that inside of our parks where we have education programs.
Nathan Sparks is the chair of the City of Dunwoody Sustainability Committee. We've been talking about the committee's new revised plan for sustainability actions and plans for the City of Dunwoody. Nathan, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate a good conversation.
Thank you, Rose. I appreciate the opportunity.